Hey there, and welcome back to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today, Rick continues in his series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. In this series, Rick shows us what it means to be truly spiritually connected to God and to each other through the power of God's love and God's Word. And now it's time to hear from Rick with part one of a message called The Prayer of Fulfillment.
There's sometimes in history where you're going to go one way or the other. And I believe that that's really, truly where we are right now as a nation. We'll either have a breakdown or we'll have a breakthrough. Spiritually, we're at a point where we will either have the removal of God's hand of blessing, or we will have the rewarding of God's hand of blessing on our life. In other words, we've got a choice. Will we use this time to turn to God, or will we turn away from God and turn to other things? We'll either have a material crash or a spiritual flash. We could have a crash, a rehash, a mishmash, or a spiritual flash. In other words, in our society, in our culture, we have a choice right now of either continued disintegration, which we see going on in our society, or a new revitalization, revival, reform, renewal, renaissance, reawakening. And I believe deeply that everything that we need for that second thing is found in this prayer, the Lord's Prayer. And as you know, we've gone through it week by week, line by line, and this weekend we come to the final phrase. And the final phrase up here on the screen of this prayer that Jesus prayed is this: "For thine," he's talking about God, "for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever." Now, I want you on your outline to circle those three words: kingdom, power, glory. I can't think of three more important words you need to understand. "For yours, O God, is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever." Now, I want you to listen very closely in this introduction, because I'm going to explain to you right now the reason for everything. Everything that's happened in the past, everything that's going to happen in the future, the reason for the universe, the reason why you are alive. These three words, kingdom, power, and glory, are so essential. You will never understand history until you understand kingdom, power, and glory. History is His story. It's God's story. He is in control. He is sovereign. You will never understand life until you understand kingdom, power, and glory. You will never understand your particular purpose on this planet until you understand God's kingdom, God's power, and God's glory. Because it all exists for that reason. Now, you've heard me say many times, you were made by God and you were made for God. And until you understand that, life's not going to make sense. Let me say it again in a little bit clearer way. You were not only created by God, you were not only designed by God, you were not only made by God, you were created, designed, and made for God. That's why you're alive. You weren't just made by God. You were created, designed, and made for God. He made you for Himself. And if God had not wanted you alive, you wouldn't be taking your next breath. You would not be, your heart would not be beating. The Bible tells us that God is the compassionate one. The Bible tells us He is a God of mercy and compassion. He is a God of love. The Bible tells us God is love. It doesn't just say He has love. It says He is love. It is the essence of His character. It is His nature. God is love. And God made you to love you. You were created as an object of God's love. And so God didn't just create you. He made you for Him, for Himself. And He made you for Himself. He made you to live in His kingdom and to fulfill his kingdom. He made you to show his power, and he made you to bring him glory. Let me say it again. You were not just made by God, you're made for God, and he made you to fulfill his kingdom, to reveal, to show his power, and to bring him glory. Now let me explain it in a different way. First, the kingdom of God is his plan. It is his plan for history, and it is his plan for all of eternity. It is not an exaggeration to say God has long-range plans for you. History is just the little bit of time we have here as humans on this planet. But God existed before and he will exist after. This is just a little parenthesis in eternity. And God's plan involved much more than history. It involves eternity. And the Bible says this up here on the screen in the book of Daniel. It says God's plans are unshakable. Nothing's going to change them. If you were to get on an ocean liner with me in New York City, and we were going to go to London, on that ocean voyage, you could do a lot of different things. You could sleep all day. You could walk around the deck. You could eat the 6 or 8 banquets a day. You could play shuffleboard. You could read. You would have an amount of freedom, but it is limited freedom. That ship's going to London, whether you like it or not. History is moving the way God wants it to move, whether you like it or not. Now, on that ship, you've got a lot of freedom to do different things, but you're not turning the ship around. Does that make sense? Okay, so the kingdom of God is his plan for history and eternity. The power of God is his program. What do I mean by that? It is how God accomplishes his plan. God does not accomplish his plan through marketing, through merchandising, through manufacturing, through advertising. He does not accomplish his plan through all these human tools. He does it with his power. And he accomplishes his program and his plan through his power. Let me read you a verse up here on the screen. The Bible says this in Isaiah chapter 45. I, God, am the one who made the earth and created human beings to live there. By my power, I stretched out the heavens. I control the sun, the moon, and the stars. I myself have stirred Cyrus to action, to fulfill my purpose. Notice, fulfill my purpose and put things right. No one has hired him or bribed him to do this. The Lord Almighty has spoken. Now, who was Cyrus? Cyrus was a Persian king. He was an Iranian. He lived in Babylon. And God chose Cyrus as a king to discipline Israel and to put things right. And he says, I have chosen this man to do my will. And I have a program, and I have a plan, and I'm in control. God's kingdom is his plan. God's power is his program. God's glory is his purpose. God's glory is his purpose. Everything God does, he does to reveal what he's like. That's his glory. He wants us to understand what he's like. And everything in the world and in the universe, every plant, every rock, every animal, everything brings glory to God. God made it to reveal what he's like. And just looking at the world, there's a lot of things we can learn about God. Even if we didn't have the scriptures, there are a lot of things we could know about God. For instance, we know God likes variety. Have you figured that one out? Look down your row. There's not anybody in the world like you. You know, God could have figured 15 or 20 varieties of human beings and then just stamped this out. God has never made a copy, never made a clone, never made a repeat. You have a unique handprint, eye print, voice print. And God overdoses on variety. God loves variety. He never does the same thing twice. Look at all the people. Every person, even twins, are different in hundreds and thousands of ways. And so God, we know God is organized. We know God is powerful. We know God is creative just by looking at his nature. And then through scriptures, we know so much more that God is loving and he's merciful and he's kind. We know that he's a God of justice. We know he is a God of righteousness. And so God's glory is his purpose. Now let me explain it one other way before we get into this today. God's kingdom is a present reality. Some people think the kingdom is something that's still out there waiting to come. Well, it is. That's part of it. But the truth is, the kingdom of God is wherever God is king. Jesus said this. The kingdom of God is wherever God is king. If he's king in heaven, then the kingdom of God is in heaven. If he is king on earth, then the kingdom of God is on earth. If he's king inside you, he's ruling in your heart, and you are surrendered and submitted to his will, then the kingdom of God is in you. And Jesus said all three things. It's wherever God is king. And so the kingdom, God's kingdom, is a present reality. When Jesus sent his followers out to do good in the world, it's in Matthew chapter 10 and in Luke chapter 10 and in Mark chapter 9. He sent them out with a series of instructions. And he says, this is what I want you to do in the world, and this is what I don't want you to do. And we built the entire peace plan on those passages. But when Jesus sent them out, he said, you know, I want you to go out and assist the poor, and I want you to care for the sick, and I want you to educate people, and I want you to share the good news, and I want you to show love. And he said, I want you to lift up the downtrodden and relieve the oppressed and establish justice. And all of the good things that he said you are to do, he said, this is the demonstration of the kingdom. And I don't have time to get into it. Let me just show you one verse. When he's talking about helping people with their health, in healthcare, healing the physical needs of people, here's what he said. Jesus said, and heal the sick. And as you heal them, say, the kingdom of God is near you now. Now. The kingdom of God is a present reality. Now, the power of God, remember, thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. The kingdom of God is a present reality. It's what we're to be doing on the earth right now. The power of God is the present resource. It's the energy you get to do what God wants you to do once you're surrendered and submitted to his will. It is the power of God, the present resource. In fact, Jesus said this up here on the screen, things that are impossible by human resources are possible for God. And he says, when you plug into God's power, you're not going to be just doing it on your own effort. And God's power is the present resource. What is God's glory? It's the reason. It's not the reality of the resource. It's the reason. It is the present reason for everything. It's all for God's glory. I want you to read this verse aloud with me. It's on your outline. It's notice there at the top, the second verse, Romans chapter 11, verse 36. Let's read it aloud together. Everything comes from God alone. Everything lives by his power, and everything is for his glory. That is the glory of God. Now, you know, I talk to people all the time who say, Rick, I have so much, and yet I feel unfulfilled. I've got a good family. I've got a good job. I got great kids. I got good friends. I've got a good congregation to be a part of. Why am I so unfulfilled? It's because you were made for more than success. You were made for more than survival. You will never be satisfied living for yourself. You weren't made to live for yourself. You were made to live for the kingdom and the power and the glory. And you will never find fulfillment in life. Never will you find fulfillment in life until you begin to live in God's kingdom, by God's power, for God's glory. Now, that was a long introduction. But that's what I want to teach you how to do today. How do I live in God's kingdom? How do I live by God's power? How do I live for God's glory? How do I live a fulfilled life, the kind of life that I was made, wired, designed by God to live? Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 10, I have come that you might have life. By the way, notice he didn't say religion. He said life, and have it more abundantly. Now, why did Jesus say, I've come to give you life? Because most people aren't living. They're just existing. Get up in the morning, go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed. Get up in the morning, go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed. Get up in the morning, go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed. Go to a party on weekend and say, man, I'm living. No, you're just existing. Jesus said, I came that you might have life, real life, abundant life, the kind of life God intends for you to live. And why are most people not really living? Because they're living for themselves. And let me be real frank with you. You're not a big enough cause to get yourself out of bed. You're not a big enough cause to give yourself meaning. You need something bigger than yourself to give your life meaning. And there is a cause. It's called the kingdom of God. So let's look at the three keys to living a fulfilled life. Number one, if you might want to write this down, real fulfillment comes through living in God's kingdom. Living in God's kingdom. I must live in God's kingdom. You know, U2, Bono and those guys, they actually wrote a song on this called In God's Kingdom. Should have sang it this morning. Maybe I'll sing it. No, maybe I won't. The Bible says this, 1 Thessalonians, you should live in a way that proves you belong to the God who calls you into his kingdom and glory. What does it mean to live in God's kingdom? It means you make God's agenda your agenda. You make God's will your will. That you care about what God cares about in life. Now, usually we care about everything else except what God cares about. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus spends a major section talking about worry. And he says, there's six reasons you don't need to worry. And he goes through all of the different things that we typically worry about. He says, you don't need to worry about your health, and you don't need to worry about your happiness, and you don't need to worry about security, and you don't need to worry about your future, and you don't need to worry about your relationships. You don't need to worry about your job, and you don't need to worry about your family. And he talks about all these things that you shouldn't worry about, and then he concludes this section on worry with a major statement. And he says this up here on the screen. Jesus said, God will give you all you need from day to day. Notice, it's give us this day our daily bread, not our monthly, not our annual bread. He gives it to you on a daily basis. God will give you all you need from day to day if, here's the condition, you live for him and you make the kingdom of God your primary concern. You are surrendered, you are submitted to the will of God. You make the kingdom of God. And he says, if you make that your primary concern, I'm going to live in the kingdom of God. God says, you don't need to worry about happiness. He says, I will cover you 100% coverage. And I will take care of all of the needs in your life if you will put me first in your life.
Thanks so much for listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. You know, your prayers and financial support have a huge impact on millions of people here and around the world. So we really appreciate that. Thank you. And now Rick's going to share a letter from one of our listeners who says Daily Hope is making a real difference in their life.
You know, I want to just thank every one of you for your generous support. People all over the world are now listening to Daily Hope because of your financial support. Let me read you a letter from Rhoda, who lives in Papua New Guinea. Do you even know where that is? It's down toward Australia. Rhoda wrote, I want to let you know that the Daily Hope has helped change my views toward life because you share from the Word of God. She said, I've recommended Daily Hope to all my workmates, and since then, the life of one of my colleagues has changed, and she's always thankful for your sharing. We listen to Daily Hope every day. So I'm praying for you, Pastor Rick. Well, thank you. Thank you for your note
Rhoda, and thank you for writing all the way from Papua New Guinea, and thank those of you who are supporting this ministry so we can reach people like Rhoda. I'm glad you're living out God's principles in your daily life, Rhoda, and I want to say thanks to all of you for your support.
You know, if you'd like to support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a financial gift, just go to PastorRick.com or simply text the word HOPE to 70309. Again, PastorRick.com or text the word HOPE to 70309. And all of us at Daily Hope, thank you so much for your support. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.